This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. State Senator Norm McAllister is set to stand trial tomorrow on charges that he coerced a young woman who worked for him to have non-consensual sex on more than one occasion. A separate trial involves another woman who alleges sexual coercion in exchange for housing on McAllister's Franklin County farm. Here to bring us up to speed is Vermont Press Bureau Chief Neil Goswami. Hi, Neil. Nice to talk with you again.
Hey, good to be here.
Can you take us back first to May when Senator McAllister was arrested on the steps of the State House and describe the details surrounding that?
Yeah, this really took the State House by surprise in May 2015 as lawmakers were trying to wrap up the end of the legislative session. There were some state police officers that showed up at the State House and apparently took Senator McAllister into custody as he was outside on a cigarette break. There were a couple of senators, Peg Flory and others who were out there trying to sort of help Senator McAllister deal with the situation that came up. And throughout the day and over the next couple of days, more and more details came out about the case that really left a lot of people shocked that somebody who served in the legislature could be accused of such things.
And what exactly are the charges that he is accused of?
There are three felony counts that he faces of sexual assault, and those carry a 3-year to life in prison jail terms. And then there are three misdemeanor counts of prohibited acts, which carry lesser jail times. And he's accused of, or has been accused of, sexually assaulting three different women. One woman worked on his farm in Franklin County. Another worked as a legislative assistant or intern with him in Montpelier. And a third woman has since died, and that will not go to trial.
And this was actually the mother-in-law of the woman who lives on the farm with him.
Right.
So McAllister claims that he's innocent of all these charges.
He does. And he has rejected, apparently rejected, several plea deals offered by prosecutors and has been waiting for his court date, his trial date, so that he can clear his name. And he has repeatedly told members of the media that he intends to do that.
And that starts tomorrow, right? He's going to have two separate trials. What exactly is happening tomorrow?
There are two separate trials. The first trial begins tomorrow, and that involves the legislative intern who was a teenager, allegedly a teenager when these alleged incidents first occurred or began occurring, I should say. And jury selection is going on today in Franklin County at the St. Albans Court. Lawyers from both the prosecution and defense are sort of picking through the jury pool and trying to put together a panel that will hear the case. My colleague Josh O'Gorman reported earlier this morning that of the 24 potential jurists, 21 of them were familiar with the case through media reports. So it could be a bit of a challenge to pick a jury, but both sides seem pretty confident that they'll be able to complete that today and move on to the trial tomorrow.
And despite that familiarity with the story, Senator McAllister's lawyer has not tried to change the venue of this court proceeding.
He has not. And that was something they decided proactively to do, to not seek a change of venue. It's really probably a two-edged sword in the sense that potential jurors know Senator McAllister very well and are familiar with the details of the case. But then they also might have some allegiance to him as a longtime lawmaker from Franklin County.
Neil, it sounds like this is set to be a very speedy trial. I mean, from what I've been reading, it's expected to just last 2 days.
That's correct. They believe that this trial will go Wednesday and Thursday and be wrapped up this week. I suppose it all depends on what transpires during the trial and what the witnesses have to say.
And then his second trial, when is that supposed to start?
As far as I know, that trial is not yet set. That will be determined at some point after this first trial.
Neil, what do you know or what are you hearing about how the alleged victim in this case is dealing with all of this?
So we have not heard a lot from the victim or really at all. As far as I know, there was one interview that she did with Paul Hines of 7 Days. Other than that, the alleged victim in this first trial, the legislative assistant, has said very little to the media, and hear her sort of take on what transpired between her and the senator this week when she is expected to take the stand.
And of course, you know, I guess we could say it is probably pretty apparent to people at this point, but most media outlets don't name victims in trials unless they choose to be named themselves and put their names out there. But we won't be naming her.
Correct. Yeah.
So what about the other trial and the alleged victims in that case? What do you know about how what they're saying?
We know that in the other trial, there's plenty of evidence that police have collected and prosecutors plan to use against Senator McAllister. They believe they're very confident in their case. But what we don't know yet is how the stories will hold up when the alleged victims take the stand. So what I think what media and the rest of Vermont and in Franklin County are interested in is seeing how credible the stories are as they are sort of questioned by both the prosecution and the defense.
In these trials, we do expect to see some other lawmakers having to get involved. Some are expected to have to testify in at least one of the trials. Who and why?
Yep. Senator Kevin Mullen from Rutland was a roommate of Senator McAllister, and Representative Timothy Corcoran of Bennington was also a roommate of Senator McAllister. So we do expect that they will be called to the stand to testify in this case. Another House member, Representative Corey Parent from St. Albans, apparently gave some rides to and from the State House to the alleged victim, the legislative assistant or intern. So it's possible that he may as well take the stand.
And this is partly because the alleged victim in this case stayed with
Correct.
Senator McAllister at this apartment in Montpelier that he shared with these other senators, other lawmakers.
That's correct. She was apparently a frequent overnight guest at the apartment they all shared as she performed her duties as a legislative intern.
What is Senator McAllister saying about his political future at this point?
Well, we know that he believes that he is innocent, and he has planned to fight this case in court. He has filed for reelection, and if the trial comes out the way he believes it will and believes it should, that he is ready to seek reelection.
Reporter Neil Goswami of the Vermont Press Bureau. He's been covering the McAllister story for the last year. And you can read his reporting in the Barry Montpelier Times Argus and the Rutland Herald. Neil, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.